So, guys, I'm told I have to give you encouraging comments, apparently. My name is Matt Fellows. I'm singing panda. John Ward, my certified colleague. Nicely done today, guys. How's everybody doing?
All right.
I particularly enjoyed your chorus. You guys are doing so many wonderful things right. Is this anybody's first time on the riser?
Here.
Great. So we got some newbies. So real quick, singing category, what we are looking for is intonation. Are you singing in tune? That was pretty simple. Okay. And the answer for you is yes. So well done. Next one is vocal quality. Are the voices free and resonant and ringing? Okay. Is it produced without tension? Unity is the next thing we're listening for. This is everything from sync to enunciation to balance. And we're also, if all those things are working well, then the fourth thing that we're listening for is expansion, that lock and ring that we get from barbershop. So what is the extent to which that is happening, right? So if those first three things are working, we get more lock and ring. So we're listening to that. And then also we're listening to vocal expression. What are the techniques that you guys are using that are bringing across an artistic result? Okay, that's the 30-second version for the new guys for what we're going to talk to you about today. You guys are singing in that solid high B level, okay? So your certified guys are 79, 75, 72. I was 75. And then on the second song, 76, 72, 76, I was also 75. So you guys are singing in the solid high B range. So
say yes!
So what I would like to do is try to give you guys some of the tools to make these scores start with an 8 and not a 7, okay? Because you guys are having many moments where they could be, okay? So one of the things that I want to do is I want to work on some individual unity within parts, okay? And then I also want to work on getting your voices a little bit more fully engaged to give us a little bit more lock and ring, okay? Can we start from the ballad? Yeah. If you guys want to sing, I would like you to sing. So real quick, I'm just going to stop you real quick, okay? Because you guys already know this, but I just want to let you know that it didn't happen. You guys didn't breathe together. You guys were not in unison and sync. You guys didn't sync up that breath. Good breath equals good tone. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yes. Do that thing. Put your hand right here, okay? And I want you to sing that through a, like, right up here. Can you do that on a hum, please? Good. Can you put it even more right up here? Mm-hmm. want you to do is I want you to go from and when you start that, I want you to think of, don't let the voice fall out under here. I want you to think about the voice lifting up and over your hand. So, not when, up and over, okay? Here. Go, Good. Sing the first phrase through that space, please. Sorry. And then we're going to go when.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Good. So, next thing we're going to do is we're going to take that same idea, and instead of connecting up and around, I want you to connect around the whole chorus. Okay? Your voice no longer belongs out here. It belongs out within the rest of the chorus. So I want you to use the idea of within your voice connecting around you to make one voice with your rest of your lead. So
when somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Good. Think about what are you doing to contribute your sound to the rest of the chorus around, okay? And so I should just get a wall of sound coming from the entire chorus, nothing individual out here. Can you add even more up and above and around you to make that even better? Okay, we're gonna all breathe together.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Okay, good. So that's the kind of, that's one voice, okay? That's what we need to go to in order to hit up into that A level, okay? Now, can we have the basses join them, please? Same idea, sharing your voice with each other and with the leads.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Okay, just basses, please.
When somebody
loved me. We didn't start together, did we? Everybody in that same spot, right?
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Good, we're gonna do this. On your note, sing in that nice, deep, in that bright, go there. First note. Good, even more up front. Okay, and then we're gonna open up and back and around. Go. When. Okay, and we're gonna sing your line.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Good. Can we add that to the leads, please?
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together.
It could have been even better at the breath because we were not fully connected to each other at that breath. Okay, this is unity, guys. Unity. The whole chorus has to be fully engaged in this. So everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together. That is a physical movement that you guys have to do together. That breath. Okay? It has to be part of your bodies that you are all physically connected in doing it. Can we do that one more time? Make sure that it was that first line was gorgeous. Then we took a breath, and then some of us kind of fell off the train a little bit. Okay? So let's do that again and see if we can carry that over the breath.
When somebody loved me,
singing around,
everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lived within my
So, baritones and tenors, can you work with that?
Sure. Yes.
I think you're going to enjoy working with that. Okay, same concept. Everybody's completely connected.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lived within my heart.
Can we do more there? More activation, more physical energy, more connection on lives within my heart. Everything about the voice needs to stay activated, stay moving, stay active, okay? And when you think that you can't give any more, give more to behind and around you, okay?
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
It was somebody fell off the train. Lots of people fell off the train there. Right? What's the start right before that line?
And when
she was sad. Even through that, even the tears is a shorter line. Add that in to your fellow chorus member.
And when. When she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she
nice. Guys, that was awesome. There's so much more cleanliness, and you guys are singing as a unit, as opposed to I'm not hearing as nearly as many individual voices.
Can we talk about the attitude a little bit?
Yeah. So, well, guess what? Same concepts are going to apply, but there is one thing that I wanted to work on here. Go ahead and start from the beginning. I want to work on phrase to phrase to phrase. And this is going to be the same idea of staying within the music together. Because what I got a lot on this one was phrase, phrase, phrase. Okay? As opposed to phrase, phrase, phrase. Okay? It didn't have the musical drive that we really want out of the upstream. Okay? And so let's see if we can use these same concepts to create that.
There was Tommy and Jimmy, Skinny and Mike, and a little British kid with the skates and a bike. Back down on the square we congregate.
So there's our first one. What's the last word before
bike?
Oh, it's just skits and a bike. Okay. So can we again activate our bodies just a little bit more there, even in between those and a bike. Okay. That breath again has to be taken together as a collective unit. Okay. And the only way you'll be able to do that together is if you are physically moving. Okay. Good. Go ahead and start it from the beginning again. That same breath has to happen together, okay? At the beginning.
There was Tommy and Jimmy, Skinny and Mike, and the little rich kid with the skates and a bike.
is fantastic.
Go ahead.
There's some bass, sort of pedal tones stuff while everybody's going on. That has to do something. And that whole time when you guys are holding that, I want you to think again. Expand around the whole chorus. Allow what you're doing to add to what everybody else is doing. Can we start right before that?
I swear, fun at the party. No, that's before that. That's after that. Back down, one, two.
Back down on the sway.
Nope, that was not a breath together chorus.
I want to
back down on the square we congregate. That old gang could operate. Cheaper, neighbor, lucky guys living in a paradise. Back in my hometown. Plenty of fun at the parties, plenty of girls that we could share. Life is worth it to live in hunky dory, never a care.
Never a care. Gee, but da da da. Okay, can we add some of that in that anticipatory thing over the what's happening over the breath? Without a care. Gee, da 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 da. There's your destination. Okay, the destination is not care, breath, next phrase. The destination is gee, da 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 da. Okay, can we go from right before that part?
Back down, one, two.
Back down on the square we congregate. That old gang could operate. Cheap and we were lucky guys living in a paradise. Back in my hometown. Plenty of fun at the parties, plenty of girls that we could share. Life is worth a living, hunky dory, never a care. But it would be a dream to walk along the street.
That just connects those phrases, okay? And so the big overarching thing here is that you guys have to work more as a unit, okay? As opposed to individual segments, because that's what's really going to elevate this to the next level. When you guys do that, like you have been doing, the music that comes across is incredible. The sound improves. There's less sync issues. There's a musical phrase and a drive to the song that isn't otherwise there, okay? Any questions? You guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. So I think what he's kind of saying, because we've been working on them singing individually.
Uh-huh.
But what he's saying is, just like the music guy was saying earlier, is the breath plan has to be the same. So regardless of where you what you're doing, you have to be doing those as a unit. So this guy can't be going, hunky dory, never a care, jeebity. And the other guy going, dory, never a care, jeebity, whoopee. You hear the difference? This guy took a stop and then took a breath. And this guy took a breath to get like all the way through the time that he had to breathe. So you have to do those things together. We have to do those things together. I can work towards giving you those breaths better, and we can sync this up a lot more.
Yeah. One thing I'll add to that is that I'd like you guys to think of this more at a higher level than the plan of a breath.
Yeah.
So think of that instead of as a expression of the music and a way to drive the song. That's where I would go with that. As opposed to the breath is planned here and I'm going to plan to do it this way. No. Where is the music driving me? How is this making me more engaged to take this breath, okay, to move the song along? That's the way to think about it. You guys are capable of doing that.
The only thing I'd really add is